So how did you celebrate on New Year's Eve? Did you go to the Forks and watch fireworks? Or did you have your fireworks yourselves? Itong sa we can miss from the Philippines, right? Sarap sa Pilipinas pag New Year, ikaw mismo nagpapaputok. Dito, it's not. But it would be safer with that. Sa Pilipinas, I think there is almost 300 casualties simula ng Christmas because of firecrackers. Now, did you celebrate the New Year's Eve to thank God for His blessings you received in 2019? Did you take time and thank God? Remember what God has done in your life in 2019. Are you optimistic of the Lord's great blessing in 2020? If you say yes, say amen. Good. May God bless you greatly in 2020. Do you consider the first day of New Year a special day? Who among you say that January 1 is a special day? For my brother and my sister-in-law and niece, January 1 is so special because it's their birthday. Dati doon sa bahay, nainggit kami sa aming kapatid. Nobody sa amin would celebrate birthdays, but during January 1, nagkakatay ang tatay ko ng pabo, marami kaming turkey noon at yun. And bakit lagi siya lang ang may birthday? Yan pala January 1 sinicelebrate niya yung birthday. Well, sinong aamin na special day ang January 1? Is it very special to you that January 1 every year is special? Think about this. If it is special, what is it? What in what smart way to celebrate a special day? How do you celebrate? Should you celebrate mindfully, tactfully, or recklessly? Kaya yung nagsiselebrate sa Pilipinas ng January 1, they hurt themselves because they didn't celebrate mindfully. On New Year's Eve celebration, did you prepare dietary foods included in your dietary plans? Like, veggies, fruits, smoothies, something like that. That should be the proper way, right? To start January 1. But how can you express yourselves cheerfully but quietly without those firecrackers and gracefully without wild dancing, wild shouting, and elegantly? For fun-loving individuals, that thing, they view it as that kind of the manner is boring or killjoy, right? Killjoy, wala man lang katuwaan, wala man lang. But to indulge in food and wild activities during January 1, this is not very peculiar. It's very usual, it's very common to many cultures. And if you go to YouTube or the internet, there are videos of wild adventures that have been made viral, right? Wild adventures. Occasionally we want to indulge or gratify the desire of our flesh. Pag may handaan, sarap pag may chicharon, right? May lechon, right? Ano pa? Mga sweets, kakanin. Leche flan, or ano pa? Yung mga cake. Ito wala dito. Itong mga pagkain ito, hindi mo na nakikita sa mga dietary plans na sinasabi na ito ay good for you or that. But that's what we are. On occasions, but not always, we want to indulge ourselves. But as believers of Christ, Apostle Paul reminds us in Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 to 17, let's read this together meditatively. So, I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desire of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. Wow! That's tough. This is really, really tough rebuke for each of us, because we normally forget our goal as believers when we celebrate during cultural festivities, January 1, Christmas days, and any celebrations. Millions of people want to pay the price of momentary excitement. Panandalian. Ano ba ang excitement sa Tagalog? Panandali ang aliw. Panandali ang aliw. Ayan. They pay the price. This is why circus, carnivals, amusement parks have become hundreds of billions of dollars industry. Billions, billions, billions ang kinikita ng amusement park. Disney alone is something somewhere about $150 billion industry, because people want to have brief excitement. But this brief excitement, is this bad or good? Brief excitement actually is a shadow of eternal life in Jesus. Did you know that? That brief excitement that we want to have a taste of it. Have you ever desired to ride a Ferris wheel or roller coaster or a slide splash kind? Colossians chapter 2, verse 16 to 17, let's read this. Do not let anyone judge you by what you eat or drink, or with regard to religious festivals, a new moon celebration, or Sabbath day. These are a shadow of things that were to come. The reality, however, is found in Christ. They are just a shadow. If you feel that when you have that celebration, you think of something of that eternally. Festivals are not celebration for sorrow, right? When there's festival, are you there to mourn? Festivals, revelries, are not celebration for mourning or grieving. Everyone is cheerful. Everyone wants a taste of heaven. In Revelation chapter 21, verse 3 to 4, it says, let's read. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he dwell with them. They will be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. And that is heaven. That is the offer. That is the life that the Lord Jesus offers. Now, take it seriously. whenever you have celebrations, remind yourself of the greater eternal celebration waiting in heaven. Additionally, the Lord will reward us according to what we have done while on earth. So take note of that. It's for sure. Whatever we do, there's reward waiting. Make it very sure that you will join the Lord's grand celebration in heaven. Are you sure of that? Search your hearts. Am I very sure that I will enter heaven if ever Iran would bomb United States and or it missed the United States and it that bomb would fall on Canada? That would be possible, right? Tinatarget ang New York or tinatarget ang Washington DC pero nakulog sa Winnipeg ang bomb. How about that? Can you think about that? It's just very slight. Slight mistake, it would happen. But think about that. If I were to die today, would I enter heaven? Make sure of that. At the start of New Year, the topic of death is not very optimistic to many people. Bakit, Pastor, death ang pinag-uusapan natin? It should be some kind of festivities, right? It's New Year. Why think about that? Yet everyone would leave this earth eventually. There's no bargain out there. It's sure. It's inevitable. It's unavoidable. And believers hope for the return of the Lord Jesus. You're sure that you would not be left behind when He returns? How should we prepare for that moment? Well, our passage for today, we can learn from Jacob when he gave his blessing appropriate for his sons. Let's read again verse 28. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is what their father said to them and when he blessed them, giving each the blessing appropriate to him. When Jacob gave blessings appropriate to his sons, they are actually prophecies that the Lord had intended for the 12 tribes of Israel. Interestingly, Joseph received the right of the firstborn, although Israel was not the firstborn. And yet, no tribe was named after Joseph. Why? Because two tribes were named after his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. When Jacob gave blessings appropriate to his sons, would you accept their attitude toward their father? Played a significant factor in the appropriations of their blessing. Reuben was Jacob's firstborn son, but because he defiled his father's couch, Jacob gave the right of the firstborn to Joseph. Why did Jacob give the right of the firstborn to Joseph? Why not to Simeon? Why not to Levi? Why not to Judah? Was it because Joseph was his favorite son? Why was Joseph favorite son of Jacob? Scholars suggest that Joseph was firm believer of God, and he was obedient to his father Jacob. His faith in God was tested. And he remained faithful during his struggles. He was sold as a slave. He was imprisoned for false accusation. But he kept on trusting the Lord. Think of yourself. Have you had struggles tougher than being a slave or a prisoner? Is my situation now tougher than being a slave or prisoner? As believers of Christ, the Lord has warned us to expect persecutions. The Lord Jesus declared in John 15:21, let's read this together. Remember what I told you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If they obey my teaching, they will obey yours also. Now, the Lord won't leave us alone during persecutions. His grace is sufficient enough to sustain us, to keep on. His Spirit gives us that joy, give us that peace, give us that faithfulness if we keep on trusting Him. Not just during persecution. Hindi lang po during persecution. Christ is with us through life concerns, even social status, even material needs. By faith, we trust that He will. Apostle Paul has testified about such in Philippians chapter 4, verse 11 to 13. Let's read this together. Read. I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through Him who gives me strength. What is it that He can do? He can be contented. That is what He can do. He can be contented whatever situation He was in. Hindi po yung, I can do all things and when I will defeat somebody, something like that. That's not the context of it. But I don't know, it could be. But in the context of this is you will be able to be contented whatever situation you have. Either you are receiving a minimum wage or receiving higher than minimum wage, or you are still waiting for that dream that you have, or already enjoying your retirement. However, God has situated us. Contentment does not come from us, does not come from those situations. It comes from the Lord. He enables us to be content in every and any situation that we have, even when times that we have problems, personal, family, church problems, we can be contented. As humans, we want to acquire things. We venture in different, various enterprises just to satisfy our cravings. We want to do something else that we haven't done before. We want to experience things that we haven't experienced before. We hear people do this, we want to do that. People tasted this, we want to taste that. That's humanity. Even rich people, the richer want to be richer. People who love adventures can't stop searching for new adventures. That is humanity. We want better things than what we have right now. But that desire of wanting better things, it points to the great things, eternity, that God has prepared for us. Did you know that? So when we allow the Lord Jesus to perform His Lordship in our life, He will teach us, enable us to know the secret of contentment that Apostle Paul mentioned in Philippians chapter 4. Can you agree with that? Are you now contented with your life? If not, then Lord, enable me, help me be contented with my situation. I'm not saying that you stop progressing. I'm not saying that you stop searching. That is not what we are. We keep searching, but still we have contentment. We may achieve what we want to achieve. We may attain what we want to attain or not. We may acquire or not the things we want to acquire. But whatever situation that we have right now, find out you can be contented with that. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, chapter 2, verse 20 to 21, it says, in a large house there are articles, not only gold and silver, but also wood and clay. Some are for special purposes, and some are for common use. Those who cleanse themselves from the latter will be instruments for special purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work. Now, how can I be satisfied if I am made of not good gold or silver? God is eternally satisfied, and He holds the secret of contentment in life. If Christ is in us, then we have the secret of contentment in life. All we need to do is seek His empowerment, enabling wisdom from Him, that we may understand how to be contented. The Lord created you and me for special purposes. We don't have the same purpose. So there will always be an ending desire of search for contentment in life until we venture on the intended purposes of the Lord for us. Hanggat hindi nyo natatagpuan ang purpose ng Panginoon sa inyong buhay, mayroong patuloy na emptiness in your heart of looking for something. What I want to do, why is it that I'm not contented? Have you discovered God's special purpose for you? God's purpose for us is our spiritual calling. So pray. Pray that Christ inspire you to respond to His calling sincerely and devotedly. Pray that Christ will gladly empower you so that you would experience that contentment of life that you've been searching for. Continue to pray for that. Even if you continue to search, but in the moment you are searching, or the way you are searching, at the time you are searching, you still feel that contentment. Kind of like if you are competing in a game, even at the middle of that game, you are contented. You win or you are not win, that's the bonus. Something of that. To start with, we may seriously consider what Apostle Paul admonished in Romans chapter 12, verse 6 to 8. Let's read this together. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Now, have you ever heard other people say, "Oh, you should be serving, you should be encouraging, you should be giving, you should be showing mercy, you should be doing this, you should be doing that, because you are Christian, especially you are leaders of church, especially you are pastor of a church." But think about that. Who would benefit if we do that, if we do what they want? Why would they dictate behavior? They want us to serve them. Do they want to benefit from our service or good behavior? But think of this. The Bible did not say, all of you, each disciple, each believer, will have the gift of serving, teaching, encouraging, giving, leading, showing mercy. Every one of you should acquire that. Is that what it says? No. The Lord, no human can have all the gifts. No believer can have all the gifts. But people expect all the gifts to be in one believer, especially for leaders, especially for those who are in front. They want to see those things in one believer. Why? Because they did not understand the Bible. Only God can have all those things. and he appropriated to each of us accordingly. If one has one, that's good enough. If one has two, better. If one has three, great. But nobody can have everything. Some people would say, some people would observe, oh, kami dito, andito, ginagawa namin to, hindi sila sumasama sa amin. Eh, ito naman mga ito, ginagawa nilang hindi sumasama sa amin. No, that could not be. That it's funny, actually, if everyone do one thing at the same time. I was invited in a church. A pastor is my friend, and he invited me in a church, and they gave a special number. Ano, alam nyo kung sinong nanonood? Kami ni Loribel. Dalawa kami nakaupo doon. Lahat ng church andito sa harapan at kumakanta. It's true. It's real. It happened. Everyone wanted to be part of that choir. Well, I appreciated that the singing. I appreciated that they have that enthusiasm, but that is not a picture of a church. Not everyone should be in one ministry, right? But that is the mindset of many people. So are you bothered about what others may say about you? Does it hint or imply or seeking some sort of confirmation or approval from others? When you are bothered, you want also to be approved. Mankind is very hard to satisfy. We cannot even satisfy our family. They always complain about us. How can we satisfy others? Right? Think about that. Humans will always find faults of other humans. It is advisable to pray that Christ will empower us to live the purposes He has intended for us. Why? God will be pleased with us, and we would experience complete contentment in life, and we won't be bothered by what others may say. When you are contented, others may still comment, may still find fault in you, but you can easily dismiss those things by God's grace. King David teaches in Psalm chapter 18, verse 30, let's read this together. As for God, His way is perfect. The Lord's word is flawless. He shields all who take refuge in Him. Even uncontentment, God will shield us. God's word is flawless. God's word is perfect. God's word is accurate guide to discover His purposes. The Lord does not want us to waste our effort trying to guess His purposes for us. He wants us to be accurate. He wants us to be sure of our purposes. Because when we do this, we do that, try, and that is the life that we heard from other people. Sige, subok, try until you succeed, and ganon. But that is not biblical. It's not. So if it is not biblical, don't just take it very seriously, even if it comes from a very respectable person. If it is not biblical, pray about it and think about it, consider it. What is it? Maybe it is applicable to other people, but not to you. God's word, these are the accurate instruction of what pleases God that would also satisfy us. If it pleases God, it will satisfy us. It will give us contentment. That's for sure. Because He knows the best for us. Similarly, Jacob gave accurate instruction for his desired burial. Let's read through this. Verse 29, then he gave this instruction, I am about to be gathered to my people, bury me with my father in the cave in the field of Ephron the Hittite, the cave in the field of Machpelah, near Mamre in Canaan, which Abraham brought brought along with the field as burial place from Ephron the Hittite. Then there Abraham and his wife Sarah were buried. There Isaac and his wife Rebekah were buried. And there I buried Leah. The field and the cave in it were bought from the Hittites. Now Jacob, when he went to Egypt, he lived 17 years, the last 17 years of his life in Egypt. And he may have personally observed, observed the practices of Egyptians, their burial ceremonies for their dead, and how they may conduct their burial and funerals, and where and how they buried their dead. And Jacob did not want to identify with the Egyptians. He wanted to identify with his ancestors, Abraham and Isaac. So he gave accurate instruction where he wanted to be buried when he died. And some people, that is one thing you need to write in your last will and testament. I want to be buried somewhere. I want to be, how do you want to be buried? I don't plan about that because I'm praying that God would return in my lifetime while am I alive, so that my children or anybody would not be worried how they would bury me. How about that? Continue to pray. God might answer that prayer. We don't know, but it's great. That would be one experience that other people cannot experience, to be transformed from being alive in this worldly life to immortality. You will be transformed in an instant, in a blink of an eye. So Jacob gave accurate instruction where he wanted to be buried when he died. And Jacob, this is exemplified a lifestyle. He exemplified a lifestyle for believers, that we are supposed to be accurate of our destiny. Are you sure that you are? Are you very accurate of your assurance of eternal destiny? We can, in and through Jesus Christ. So make sure of that. Make sure that Christ is living in your heart. How do I know that? When His Spirit, the Holy Spirit, bears fruit, you know that Christ is in your life. Yes, that's why we need to recite that fruit of the Spirit. Somebody creative put that fruit of the Spirit somewhere and to be read. Can you recite that? Can you recite with me now? Fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. Now, just keep on praying that the Spirit of Christ bear fruit in your life, and then recite that. Do I have love? Oh, medyo masungit yung katabi ko. Can I love my enemy? Do I have peace, joy? Do I have joy even if Iran is planning to bomb the Americas, something like that. Do I have patience? Kahit makulit ang aking mga anak, mga apo. Do I have goodness, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness? Faithfulness is consistency. Self-control. Can I control myself kahit ayaw ko nang kumain ng lechon? Kain pa rin ako kahit isang kagat man lang. Chicharon. Well, it says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 to 5, let's read this together. Praise be to the Lord, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessings in Christ. For He chose us in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight. In love, He predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with His pleasure and will. It is the will of God for us to be adopted as His children. Even before we were conceived, God has already eternally placed that we will become His adopted children. Holy, blameless in His sight. When He sent the Spirit of Christ into our life, we become holy. We become perfect in God's sight. Do you agree with that? If you are not perfect, if you are not holy in His sight, then think about it. Ask again, Lord, give me faith to believe that You look at me, You look at the Spirit of Christ in me. But still, others would see the imperfection in us. They always see our mistakes. So, what is a holy and blameless life of God's children? How can we live that? In the eyes of God, we are perfect. In the eyes of people, we are imperfect. Who do you want to please? The person who sees imperfection or the one who sees perfection in you? Can we live holy and blameless before God with normal daily activities? Yung mga ginagawa natin na araw-araw, not just during Sundays. Now, there was this movie. I don't know if you have watched this. Maybe you watched when you were watching Landmark movies. Hallmark. Oh, thank you. I'm not really particular, but I watched this movie. There was this movie where employees attended a team building activities in the countryside. They went to the countryside. New employees, they went to the countryside, and they have this rigid schedule of exercise. They have this exercise of yoga. I don't know how. I was watching it. Ah, that would be tough. And they have a strict vegetarian diet. Oh, vegetarian diet. And during free time, a woman curiously observed, where are these people going? And observed one is trying to secretly go somewhere else. So she readied her camera, her cell phone, and followed him, this suspicious man, very cautiously, but secretly. And then she found out that he was munching on hamburger. Aha! And what's that on your back? No, nothing. See, nothing. The other hand, no, nothing. Show me both hands. Hamburger. Please, don't tell the group what you saw. Agreed, the woman said, yes. But share me that hamburger and kinain. Yeah. She enjoyed that hamburger and soft drink. Well, maybe you've been searching of the best diet, the best exercise, best place for retirement, best place to visit, best dress, best high-tech gadgets that money can buy. Perhaps you've been searching in those, the internet. And there's no shortage of attractive offer that may tempt or entice everyone. But listen, to try those things is not about bad or good decision that matters the most. It's not about if you buy it or not, that's not what matters. Some of them can be very useful to somebody. But is it smart to try anything in the market just to discover if it is beneficial or not? It says in Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, let's read this together. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. So whatever you do, it is for... Pastor, pwede naman ako mamasyal sa ano, di ba? Oo, basta... Namasyal ka doon, nakita mo yung magandang bagay. Then praise God, Lord, thank you for your creation. It reminds me of you. That's the right attitude. It's not about going or not going. It's about your attitude. how you appreciate giving thanks to Him. So whatever life you may choose, make it sure. You may want to be a vegetarian or carnivorous or both or whatever, or you may follow climate change or no climate change or whatever. Whatever you decide, make it sure that the righteousness of Christ reflects in you. Is it the righteousness of Christ reflecting in me? But how would you do that? Seek wisdom from the Lord. Ask for the spirit of wisdom and ask for the spirit of revelation. Why spirit of wisdom? So that you would understand things you may not understand. Why revelation? So that He will show you the things that you need to follow or do. If we seek from the Lord wisdom, you may be successful. And if you want, you may want to accomplish things you've been dreaming in your childhood, ask the Lord, Lord, give me wisdom. Give me wisdom. The Bible says that the Lord gave wisdom without finding fault. If you want to memorize that, go to James 1:5. James chapter 1, verse 5. He would give wisdom without finding fault. Paano, Pastor? Hindi ako bibigyan. Eh, ako namin mga makulit, mga laging nagkakasala. It says, without finding fault. He is not thinking about that. Ask the Lord for wisdom so that you may understand. In verse 33, it says, let's read. When Jacob had finished giving instruction to his sons, he drew his feet up into the bed, breathed his last, and was gathered to his people. Can you accept that when Jacob gathered to his people when he died, can you accept that he had accomplished his purpose, God's purpose for him before he died? The death of Jacob, this reminds us that we will soon face death, sooner or later, we may. That's for certain. You may live 100 years, you still die. You may live 50 years, you still die. You may live 75 years, you still die. The one thing that we need to keep in mind is that we've got to accomplish or finish our purposes that God has designed for each of us. It says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 to 10, let's read this. For it is by grace you've been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared for in advance for us to do. It is not from the human inclination of that desire comes from God. He already prepared the things. And when we are doing exactly what He prepared for us, that is our calling, that is our purpose, and that is how we find contentment. We experience contentment. God saved us not to do whatever we want to do, but God saved us for His purposes, which is to do good works that He has already prepared. He designed each of us. He had already readied that good works for every believer. Even before we came to Christ, even before we heard of Christ, He already prepared. God saved us not to do whatever we want to do. Why is it that the Lord does not want us to do the inclination of our hearts? Because the inclination of our hearts is evil all the time. It is. His plan is great for us. The plan of God is great for us. Have you heard of the fable? Have you heard of the short story of an eagle that thought it was a chicken? Have you heard of that? There are two versions of this. One version is that an eagle lived with the chicken and lived chicken all his life and did not experience the greatness of an eagle. The other story is that there was this chicken farmer found a little eagle, what do you call little eagle? Eaglet. That little eaglet and took and raised among the chicken. The eagle grew up and did what chicken do. They scratch the ground. Maybe it tried to crow. Oh, I don't know. But maybe the eagle tried to become chicken, and it became very a story of the town, and a naturalist man heard about it, and he cannot accept that because he think that eagle are born eagle. Eagle have the heart of eagle, and nothing could change that. And he visited the farm of the chicken farmer, and he told the farmer, you know, that eagle is an eagle. It born eagle, and it has the heart of eagle, and nothing can change that. But the farmer curiously disagreed, because every day he saw that eagle is scratching like chicken, eating like chicken, moving like chicken, and never planned of flying high. So with permission from the farmer, the naturalist lifted the eagle and put it on the fence, and the eagle jumped back to where it was doing before, jumped and joined the chicken, scratching. And then the naturalist was not satisfied with that, and he brought the eagle to the roof of the chicken house, and it says, "Eagle, you are an eagle. Spread your wing and fly." And the eagle jumped back to the ground and joined the chicken scratching food on the ground. Then the naturalist, together with the farmer, brought the eagle to the foot of the high mountain where they could not see the chicken farm. And the naturalist held the eagle in his arm, pointed high above, and said to the eagle, "Eagle, you are an eagle. You are born eagle. Stretch forth your wings and fly high to the sky." And the eagle stared upward, skyward, straightened his body, stretched his massive wings. His wings moved slowly at first, then surely and powerfully, with a mighty screech sound, the eagle fly high. It says in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, let's read this together. "Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagle. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. The Lord has predestined us for special purposes." Are you a chicken Christian or eagle Christian? He has prepared for you in advance to soar high. We are not supposed to conform with the pattern of this world. So pray, ask the Lord particularly what He has prepared for you. By the grace of God, through faith in Christ, we are saved, not to gratify the worldly inclination of our hearts, but to live a godly and holy lifestyle. The great plan of the Lord for us is to live a life in with purpose, holy and blameless in His eyes. For sure, we still face challenges in life, but we have great hope in the Lord. It says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2 to 5, "You used to live when you followed the ways of this world, the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also live among them at one time, gratifying the craving of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgression. It is by grace you have been saved. God has a special purpose for you and for me. So when we discover, when we obey and serve the Lord according to His purposes, we will experience the great contentment that God has prepared, has designed for you and for me, so that we will keep on hoping for Christ's return. As we face this new year, we can be optimistic and careful of our decision-making and our lifestyle. Therefore, we've got to renew our spiritual strength as we hope for and expect for the return of Christ. How and where should we start? Paano tayo mag-umpisa? Keep seeking for the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Remember that, Lord, empower me constantly whenever you remember Him. Keep on praying, asking to increase your faith. Lord, increase my faith. I have very little faith. I have doubts. Growth in faith is practically measured in obedience. You want to have to see how big is your faith now? Look at your obedience. That's how you measure your faith. We grow enthusiastically in obedience to the Lord the more we grow in our faith. So, Lord, increase my faith, and you would increase your obedience. Faith is measured by obedience to God. Do you want to know much how you've grown spiritually in your faith? Measure how much you enthusiastically obey the Lord's instruction. What is the Lord's instruction? Keep reading the scriptures. Find out what Christ's specific instruction for you. The Lord's personal instruction for you would eventually lead you to discover the Lord's specific purposes and design for you. The eagle is destined to fly high in the sky. The eagle that lived like chicken surely did not experience that. But when it discovered its purposes to the sky, he had greater experience. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar. Can you scroll down if you still have that? Let's read. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run, not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. So as we celebrate the Lord's Supper, we are reminded that by faith in Christ, we believe that He died for our sins. He resurrected to heaven to prepare a place for us. And we expectantly, patiently waiting for His second advent. May we soar like eagle and discover the great purposes of God for us.